أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وأنهارا وسبلا لعلكم تهتدون وعلامات وبالنجم هم يهتدون أفمن يخلق كمن لا يخلق أفلا تذكرون وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم والله يعلم ما تسرون وما تعلنون صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 15 to 19 of Surah An-Nahl, the concluding verses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ni'mats upon mankind. In this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala illuminated, Allah Ta'ala put into our hearts the very important aspect that these ni'mats Allah had created for insan. There are about 10 ni'mats that Allah spoke about. وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَوْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, and it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that placed in the earth Rawasi. Rawasi refers to the mountains. Antamida bikum. On the earth, if it was not done, then the earth would have shaken and there wouldn't have been stability. Allah Ta'ala placed us on this earth, rotating, revolving, but yet so stable. Man does not even sense the movement of the earth, and that is one very, very great kudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in itself. Wa anhara, and Allah Ta'ala placed rivers on this earth. One is the waters of the rain that Allah Ta'ala had spoken about earlier in the verses that come down. But then when the rains come down, it wouldn't have been sufficient for man to store, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created these rivers that originate from these mountains, and then it moves in a different direction, far away from its origin, so that man will get water, man will be able to irrigate the land, and in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's thoughtfulness about insan was subula, and then the very different paths that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created, the footpaths, the pathways, for people to walk, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ, so that you will get guidance when you are moving from one place to another. وَعَلَامَاتْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept many signs on this earth, so that when man, in the old days again, when we go back, man will not get lost. The Mufassiriya, Hazrat Mufti Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahimahumullah says that I had seen with my own eyes the villages and the people from the mountainous areas, that one alama for them, one sign for them was that they will put their ears down to the ground and they will hear something and listen, and in that they will find their way and they will go to wherever they need to go. So these were different signs Allah put. وَبِن نَجْمِ هُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ, and then by the stars man is guided. Again, if you know how to use the stars as your guide, the North Star, etc., whether one is at sea, one is on earth, again that is a very great ni'mat of Allah. أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقْ. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question now, that is that being who creates and the being that does not create, can they be equal? In this world, you will find somebody that brings an excellent piece of engineering and somebody brings something that is just makeshift. We will see a qualified engineer from somebody that is unqualified. Now here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed us His great creation, and Allah Ta'ala spoke about it. Can anyone create in the way, in the manner that Allah Ta'ala created? The magnitude of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation. So hence, can anyone else be equal to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Insan, do you not ponder? Do you not think? Do you not take heed? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. And if you count the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never accomplish the counting in itself. Forget the bounty in itself, but just the number of bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and Allah ta'ala blesses us with every second of our life. In 1 second, try and enumerate, try and enlist the number of bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down upon us. That also we would not do. Some of the ulama have stated that, you know, there is a possibility that man could create some instrument in which man could count the raindrops. One is the number of millimeters that rains, that is there, that is known. But it is possible that man could count the number of raindrops that come down in 1 minute on the surface of this earth. But it will never be possible for man to enumerate and to count the number of ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showers upon us every second of our life. La tuhsuha. We will never come to any conclusion. Inna Allaha la ghafoorur raheem. Certainly Allah ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah is forgiving. Look at how Allah puts it. You can't do it. Allah ta'ala forgives. Raheem. Allah ta'ala is most kind. Allah does not close the tap. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not stop pouring those ni'mats upon us. Allah ta'ala continues. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tusirrun wa ma tu'linun. Allah knows what is in your heart, what you conceal, the shukr that you make in your heart, that also Allah ta'ala knows. That unappreciativeness in the heart, that also Allah ta'ala knows. وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ, what you show out, what you express by way of physical expression, verbal expression, that is also known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.